7 minutes before curtain time, her daughter Paige had the worst case of the hiccups. The small cast of the school play was gathered around her, waiting, and that only made things worse. Her brave girl seemed overwhelmed by the prospect of having to appear on stage. Her initial excitement vanished the moment she'd set eyes on the auditorium brimming with chatty, restless people. She'd hidden her glittery face against Miriam's jeans and refused to leave the comfort of her mother's leg, leaving little else for her to do than talk to her in a low, soothing voice to build up the courage she'd lost. "I'm so sorry," Miriam had whispered, looking at the teacher, Mrs. Langhorn. The woman smiled, feigning understanding and compassion, when her eyes glinted with impatient irritation. As if it were Miriam's fault Paige had the hiccups. Or Paige's, even. "I tried everything. I gave her water. The other teacher, Mr.
Mallory." "Yes," Mrs. Langhorn replied, shooting her wristwatch another concerned look.
"Yes, him. He tried to talk her out of it. It's not like we're not trying."
Mrs. Langhorn sighed, tapping her heel impatiently against the scratched wooden floor of the theater backstage.
"This is not exactly a Broadway show, if you know what I mean," Miriam pleaded in a lower voice. "We can be a few minutes late, if need be."
The woman rolled her eyes, a gesture she tried to hide under her long lashes and a quick turn of her head to the side.
"This is the Universal Stage Theater."
She sounded as if she was about to choke on her own indignation.
"The school went through a lot of trouble to secure this venue on a Saturday evening, Mrs. Walsh. We might as well behave accordingly and start on time."
Miriam pressed her lips tightly together, gently caressing her daughter's curly red hair and counting the seconds between hiccups. Seeing Paige so vulnerable tugged at her heart. For a moment, she thought of grabbing her little girl's hand and running out of there without looking back, just to give her daughter another second of safety and comfort. But she knew Paige would overcome her fears. She always did. Then she would shine on that stage, smiling like only she could smile, making sweet memories for the both of them. That Langhorn should at least pretend to show some understanding. Miriam wished she could tell that woman everything that was crossing her mind at the time, but couldn't. Not if she wanted Paige to continue to attend the classes of the exclusive St. Moritz school. Even at the ridiculous tuition they were charging, the waiting lists were a mile long, and kids had their names on them since birth. That was, of course, if parents could make the commitment to pay $50,000 a year for their offspring's exclusive education. Two other children, including the little boy who played Hansel, whispered something and giggled, shooting her daughter amused looks. Paige whimpered against her leg, the barely noticeable sound interrupted by a loud "Ick."
"Let me try something, if I may,"
a man asked in a low whisper, approaching from a dressing room. He was dressed for the stage, and wore a mask and woodworker's coveralls with fake stains applied with stage makeup. Through the holes of the mask, his eyes seemed like anthracite. Miriam looked at her watch and cringed. 2 minutes until curtain.
"Sure."
The man took Paige's hand gently and waited until the little girl looked at him.
"Wanna get rid of those hiccups so we can do the play and go home and watch TV?"
He still whispered, no one but the three of them privy to their conversation. Paige nodded. "Hick." The man held his hands in the air and looked at Miriam briefly, as if asking permission again.
"Hiccups are nothing but spasms of the diaphragm. Sometimes..."
He touched Paige's stomach right under her sternum with one expertly placed finger.